Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a Little Pocket Awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. Same on Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Go ahead and hit that Facebook as well, A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. Also, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at the Mark John NFL for me. And Chris is at King Manelos. Also, subscribe, guys. You hit the subscribe button on iTunes and also hit download on Spotify. Please. Right. So you guys already know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about playoffs. I mean, it's playoff time. There's nothing really else to talk about.
Playoff football, know, baby.
My Raiders came up short. They gave the guest game of the week, though. But they came up short. So, I mean,
we're second, gonna, I'm going to go with second best game of the week. Second best
first
game
one?
Of the week.
Was the Niners?
Niners, man.
You know, I don't know. Game. I don't think that was better than the Bengals. I don't know. It wasn't.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I changed my mind. I agree with you. It was because of just the sheer amount of stupid that the Cowboys did all game long.
Oh, my God.
Like, you only played a first half that was stupid and bad. The second half, you got it together.
Exactly. So we're going to start off there because, you know, we always start off with our group check-in. Chris got a bye because, you know, he's quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I had to relax.
So you got a bye.
R-E-L-A-X. I got to relax over
there. His quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, so he got a bye. So the Raiders versus Bengals, it was 26-19. Derek Carr did not have the best stat line. His rating was super ugly. It was like 69. He threw a touchdown and an interception. And, you know, he hit 300 yards, but it was 5.7 YPA because he threw the ball 54 times.
Bro, that was now, a lot of drops. Let's just start.
Let's not even get started there. We can start there. But, you know, we want to talk about – we'll talk about Joe Burrow, too, who did – I thought Joe Burrow had a steady performance. Wouldn't say it was great, but it was steady. And
there's been some people have been telling me that I gotta eat my crow for hating on Joe Burrow all season.
I don't know about that. I don't know if you're really eating crow on hating on him, because I think, you know, the normal people we talk to, they love playoff wins. It's like a big thing in people's mind. He won a playoff game. Oh my God. It's like, he's a superstar. Look, he won a playoff game. He's a star. It's in their mind. I don't understand that thought process. Because it's really, especially wild card weekend. Come on, man. Like, you got a wild card win. Like, that's cheap. You know, I don't care how you could have 10 wild card wins. I don't care. I'm not going to be like, oh, you're a superstar because you won a wild card weekend.
Yeah, you can't be a one and done guy. You can't be a one and done guy.
Yeah, right. Like, because the division round is when it gets really real. Okay, right? Because wild card is like, does the other team you're playing really deserve to be there?
there were a lot of teams that did not this week. There were exactly. Those seven seeds were.
Is my point.
Ooh, those seven seeds. Ooh,
right. That's my point. Like, especially with football, you know what I mean? Like, some teams don't deserve to be there, right? And it shows. So I just think the wild card playoff win is a little over exaggerated, but that's what, like, in the fans, you know, because, you know, I saw some fans make some comments about Derek Carr. Derek Carr's not it. Some guy was like, well, he doesn't have a playoff win. Like, I mean, Mark Sanchez has four, guys. You guys
exactly.
Like, let's it's it,
this exactly
because yeah, having a really good quarterback matter. Yes, it does. In these type of situations, because you need somebody who's clutch in the playoffs. Like, no matter what, you have to have a quarterback that is clutch. He doesn't have to be elite, in my opinion. He just has to be clutch. Because the reason why you're in the division round is because your team is elite. Let's keep it real, right? Your team is elite. Like, this is, I'm getting on these side rants because it's a conversation. But, like, your team is elite. That's why you're there. You're in the AFC Championships game because your team is elite, not just because you have an elite quarterback. Like, that's not how it works. It's right. Just because you have a elite quarterback doesn't mean you're there. Like, the Bills, like, they are perennial winners because on the other side, they got Micah Hyde. They got Jordan Poyer. They got, you know, they got
Edwards, they got the number one statistical defense in the NFL this season.
Yeah, exactly. So then you have a mixed with a clutch quarterback. That's a winning formula. That's all it is.
You got a top 10 defense and you got an elite talent at quarterback. Those are the guys that go to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah. All you do is clutch, right?
I saw this one stat real fast that I got to throw out to you.
Okay.
Tom Brady has had a top six defense take him to be a part of his playoff run 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. I think there were like two other quarterbacks on that list too. Had a combined four.
Are we going scoring defense or total yards?
No, total yards.
So you got to go scoring defense. That's what I think scoring defense is a little
was it scoring? I can't remember then what the full stat was. I just was blown away at that number. Like Brady had 11 and all these other guys combined had four.
See, because that see that's my thing with Joe Montana, which is probably going to piss some listeners off when I say this. Just be prepared. But Joe Montana, you know that he's never had a defense that was not top 10 in scoring.
And I did not know that.
The two times that he didn't, Chris, he didn't make the playoffs.
I did not know that.
Top 10 every single year, every single time. Like most of the time, he's has seven top five scoring defenses. Seven top five. The one year where they won from a wild card, they were eighth. So it's like,
wow.
The one fall off year. Yeah, he had Ronnie Lott. It's elite teams, people. That's what I'm saying. They were an elite team with a clutch quarterback, right? Who was super clutch. And in the fourth quarter, you could believe in Joe. That's all you needed because we're going to keep you in the game. We played a good defense. It's going to be, even if Joe Montana's struggling, he's not going to be down more than seven. Right? So he has an opportunity. That's the winning formula to win the Super Bowls. A defense that keeps you in the game and a clutch quarterback, right? That's all you need.
It's not that deep. I'll tell you what, that Bengals offense kept the Raiders in the game.
Yeah, they did. Because one Joe Field Burrow goals. Isn't good in the red zone. So
no,
the same problem.
In the red zone.
So the same problem the Raiders have.
For his phenomenal jump pass from out of bounds.
That was whistled early. Yeah, because and everybody talks about, well, they do it at the same time. Well, Trayvon Moehrig just pushes him out of bounds.
Well, he stopped. He stopped moving.
He just pushes.
You can clearly see him.
Throws him out of bounds.
Yeah, you see him slow up. You see him slow up.
And then they
turns
kick
his
field
head
goal.
Back to the middle of the field.
See, that's what happened. That's what pissed me off about that play, because all you do is just push him out of bounds. But he stops.
Yeah, he flat out stopped.
See, but the only reason the Bengals won this game, Chris, because, you know, I cover the Raiders, right? So, you know, this is
you broke down that final play.
Right. The final play was awful. But there's two things that happened before that, okay? One,
Deshaun Jackson's drop.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah. You and I disagree here.
Okay.
You say that's a touchdown. I thought the defender had the angle on him. I don't think he breaks that tackle.
I don't. He doesn't, Chrissy, because he's coming. He has to come at an angle, and the way that the pass is completed, right?
He did lead. It was a perfectly thrown ball.
Right. So he's leading him, and as Deshaun Jackson still runs a 4-4. So he's leading him. And Deshaun Jackson is still running full speed. Carr hits him while he's coming out of his break, and he's hitting full speed.
Yeah, yeah.
So the dude has to beat him to the corner, and then Mike Hilton slips too, which is the big thing. Mike Hilton slips, so nobody's gonna get him. He's at least getting a first down. He's at least getting first.
When I watched it live, my opinion was that he was short of the sticks. He was gonna get tackled short of the sticks.
On all 22 is different. On all 22 is different because he's getting. It's like he's catching the ball, right? And the guy has to come diagonal still. He's still coming diagonal, but, you know, Deshaun Jackson's flat.
Yeah.
So he's still coming diagonal, and Deshaun Jackson's flat, and it's a perfectly accurate ball. All Deshaun Jackson has to round it up while he's still trying to catch him on the angle. Touchdown.
All right. I will take your word for it. But that was massive. Like, that was the entire narrative of your first half, all the miscues and the drops and – It's not because Carr wasn't putting the ball where he was supposed to.
Yeah, I thought Carr played really well, which kind of bothered me too. I think he played really well. Like he can't play any better than that.
Yeah, I thought he played very inside of himself.
Yeah, very inside of himself.
He was going above and beyond very often.
Yeah, right. And he played everything really well. And that's what I'm saying. So yeah, the drop right there, that's not a touchdown, right? The next one is the worst one, is the one that hits off the guy's helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Hubbard's helmet. It's a walk. Darren Waller's walking in, Chris. He's walking
yeah.
in.
Yeah. That's a little different, though, because that's football. Like, both scenarios are game of inches, but, like, a wide receiver and the ball gets in your hands, that's – you got to catch it. That's, like, unexcusable. This – the Hubbard off the helmet, like, that's just football. That's just literally the game of inches. That's just dumb luck. You have no control over that.
Right. So with that, the game's 27-26, just with those two plays. That's for me, like, that's the whole game. Because even if they hit one of those, they don't have to have the last play to kick it a field goal.
Yeah.
God,
they're in range. They're right there.
That's the whole damn game. But, I thought, Burrow was okay. He wasn't okay. I thought he was good for what they wanted him to do.
Dude, did he throw to anybody else besides Ja'Marr Chase?
Should he?
You are going right where I wanted you to go. That was perfect, Marcus. Chase is wow. He's
phenomenal,
special.
Bro.
He's
phenomenal.
He's special. Like, I gave it in the draft process. I was pissed
that the Bengals
went with Chase because I was like, they need a lineman. There's no reason to go wide receiver. Go to lineman. They made the right decision. They made
the worst part of this, Chris, is like, we say Burrow's top. He's not top five, but he has him, and they have a connection. They are.
Well,
Exactly.
They have that college connection. They dominated in college football together. Like, and then they got T. Higgins, man. He doesn't get the kind of love and attention that he deserves.
Mm-mm. He has a lot of weapons. But see, the thing is with Burrow, which the Raiders didn't do, is that he's just easy to beat at this point. He is a rhythm passer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's a rhythm, Chris, he's awesome. Like,
the Niners
game that I pulled up earlier, man, he was awesome in that game because he didn't have to get out of rhythm that much. But when he got out of rhythm in that game, he wasn't very good. And the Raiders didn't get him out of rhythm. So he hit the back of his drop. They know their line's bad, so they do a lot of three steps.
Oh,
so
that ball was coming out quick the whole game.
And him and Chase, and then you're playing, the cover three, and then you got Chase one-on-one outside with Brandon face on. Like, yeah, they're gonna eat all day. And then when he had to hold the ball a little longer, that's when they got off the field, or they get off the field in the red zone, or he's getting sacked because he hasn't got through a serious process as a quarterback yet. So that's his issue. He can't go boom, 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 boom yet. It's boom. Okay, it's not there. You took it away. Oh crap, I gotta go. What am I doing now?
Where's Chase?
Yeah, even that. He doesn't even really do that. His eyes drop like immediately if you take away his first read. He starts like panicking a little bit. And that's why like the Broncos, they do all those little fancy curvatures, right? And so he's got a little more confused. He had to hold the ball longer, and that's when they only put up 15 points because he can't. He's not there yet. But he's in rhythm, man. He's so accurate. And Ja'Marr Chase just gets open. You have to like put some kind of coverage where he like has to hold the ball and think a little bit more, because I don't think he's like a top thinker right now. But he gets away with it because he had Ja'Marr Chase and the ball bounced off a helmet. So,
and he's got that. There's something about having confidence in an NFL game. There's something about momentum in an NFL game. When things are clicking and everything's going right, that's hard to flip the switch to make it go wrong.
Yeah, and he's a good decision maker too. He is. He's not. He threw a lot of picks early because I feel like that. A lot of people were getting him off his game early, and he didn't have as much confidence in his knee. He talked about that, how his knee was bothering him a lot early on in the year. He said that sometimes
you don't,
he would move.
You don't hear about it at all. Nobody said anything about his knee in the back half of the season.
Yeah, because he even admitted it. He said like he's able to move now and avoid pressure because he says he always tries to make the first guy miss. See, that's his problem. That's why he takes away sacks. He said that. I like to try to make the first guy miss if it's a blitzer. he said that.
Get the ball out of your hand.
He's a funny interview because he's so honest. He's a funny interview because he literally tells you like everything. If you ask him a question, he's not gonna lie to you, which I think it's
great.
Pretty cool.
That's right? Awesome. That's
right.
Awesome.
So when he was interviewed, they asked him that, and Chris Sims, it was a disgusting interview because Chris Sims was all on his balls. But anyways, it was disgusting. Come on, bro. Can you like act like he's not? You're not gonna act like a super fan. I'm sorry, bro. Anyways, but he was talking about, how he likes to make guys miss, the first guy miss, and he couldn't do that early on because his knee, and sometimes it would hurt when you try to do it. But now that he's healthy, now he feels more comfortable in the pocket and he's able to play better. But you still, if you get him off of structure, it's a different game. But you know, sure. I still think. The last play call was terrible. Are you want to talk about it? It was god awful.
It was curls, and they didn't even go into the end zone, right? Curls and flats.
Curls and flats with Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller running the flats.
That is just the dumbest play call ever.
It really is the worst play call. And the worst thing about it, Chris, is when I did my charting, they ran that play 4 times that game. They didn't
stop
it. They ran the play 4 times because they play cover two, and it's an old school cover two beater, right? Like old school curl flat that beats cover two because whatever.
Yeah, right? You got to put the cornerback into making a decision.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to hold a safety though inside the 10-yard line.
You don't call that inside the 10.
No, that's like a 2nd and 15 call against the cover two. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a 4th and goal from the 8 for the game. It should have been crossing patterns with Waller and Renfrow running a high low.
So see, not because what the Bengals were doing the whole damn game in the red zone is they would have Jesse Bates roam around the beginning of the end zone, and the back over top of his head was open. They scored a touchdown on it earlier.
Yeah, Zay Jones. Yeah.
It's all you had to do was set him up. They could have did that again from like the 14. They could have run the same play because they played it the same exact way and put Hunter Renfrow. It brings Bates up. They hit him over the back.
Mm-hmm.
They got games tied. They could have did the same exact thing to Zay Jones, and it would have worked. It's so frustrating. We got to move on, though.
It's because this is your guys. That's why I let you blow some steam.
Oh, my God. I was so frustrated. I couldn't believe it. It was literally the worst game plan I've ever seen, bro. Like, it was literally the worst game plan. Josh Jacobs was hot. He's the hottest running back in the league. He's at the second most running yards besides Rashard Penny, who went off at the end of the year. I don't know what the hell that
was. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, just like 7 yards of carry and stuff. It's crazy. So, you know, and Josh Jacobs averages 6.4 yards, and they get to the red zone, which is the most condensed part of it, and they don't give him the damn ball. Chris, Derek Carr set a record for red zone passing attempts in a playoff game.
Ugh.
Like, nobody's had more than 14. He had 17 red zone passing attempts. It was just the worst game plan. That was on the coach. They need better coaches. That's why it kind of changed my perspective of what I think of this team going forward. This is the last thing I'm going to say, guys. Sorry. It changed my perspective of how I look at this team going forward, because – that game was all coaching. If they had a good coach, if they had John Gruden, they win that game.
Wow. Gruden.
If they had John Gruden, they win that game. But they had just a halfway decent coach. If they had Cliff Kingsbury, I think they win that game. That's how bad it was.
Okay. Well, let's pump the brakes here. Let's pump the brakes here. We'll get to him. We'll get to him.
They win that game.
We'll get to him. All right. We'll get to him. We'll get to him.
All right. Let's move on. So we got Josh Allen just balls on New England.
Ooh.
You know,
quite literally, it was on the field.
Yeah,
you see that get thrown onto the field?
Yeah, that was wild. That was interesting. Matt Jones threw a couple picks. Two touchdowns. That game was over quick, man. I just kind of stopped watching a little bit, but
the Bills scored a touchdown on every single possession. Every single possession. They beat a top 5 defense. They beat their brains out.
They beat them down.
I think I don't even know. When you get freight, that was a freight train. They just, everything worked. Everything worked.
Like, look at this stat line.
Bro, they ran the football with running backs. And it worked.
They ran with Josh too, didn't they?
He ran. No, you know what? It was wasn't it pitches to Isaiah McKenzie?
McKenzie.
They stole out of the Niners playbook.
So it's like Singletary had 6 carries, 81 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 16 carries, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns.
That never happened all season long.
Oh, God. This is a scary team, man. That's a scary team.
Marcus, that was a fluke.
You think so?
Nobody. You're never that efficient. They literally.
They own New England. They own Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
That was to make up for a decade of New England beating them up. They just made up for it in one game.
A decade? To be 20 years. 20 years of getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, you're right. It was that long. They did it all in one game. One game.
I think Bill just lose 19-3 or something against them. Something crazy. Probably higher than that.
You don't lose games like that. That doesn't happen. So I feel like the Bills are gonna lay an egg next week.
Yeah. I don't know about laying an egg because I think they can stop the Chiefs because the Chiefs are easy to stop. They really are. Like they're not the same offense.
They're not. I agree with you, but just to kind of because what can we really say about this game? I think if it's the regular season and I'm the New England Patriots, it's the equivalent to the Packers losing to the Saints to open the season. Like everything went wrong. There wasn't anything that went right until they finally scored a touchdown in the second half. Like everything literally went wrong for New England. And you throw it out. You never look at it again.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those type of games where just everything fell apart. There was nothing that they could do to get away from getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, I think on offense.
I can't give Mac any grief because I think it's just a throwaway game.
Yeah, look at this run game they had. You know, three yards a carry from Harris. I mean, they had no shot.
No, not at all. It's a complete throwaway game for New England, and it was just everything went right for Buffalo. There was they never punted. They never kicked a field goal. Did they even? I mean, they got it. They converted every third down. Did they even have a fourth down?
I don't know. They didn't have any.
I don't think they had any fourth downs.
It was a blowout, bro.
A touchdown. Every single drive was a touchdown. That's insane.
Yeah, Mac under pressure a lot, 32%.
Everything clicked, and that's. I mean, they even had Fitzmagic in the stands with his shirt off. So, you can't get any better than that.
7-9 under pressure, not bad. 7-9.
All right, there's a bright spot. But
but when he was blitzed, I love pressure stats because if you don't split up, you have to split up blitz pressure and pressure with four, because he got his blitz pressure, which I don't know what place he's under pressure with the blitz. He had a rating of 38.2.
Ooh, not ideal.
Yeah, 4.8 YPA. You know, but you know it's. It was buzzsaw from the jump. So let's get to it.
Yeah,
and then we got Eagles Bucks.
Another buzzsaw. Like, how could you not see that coming? Do you hear what they're talking about now with Jalen Hurts?
Now they're trying to get rid of him now?
No, he had an ankle injury. He wasn't as explosive as he normally is. He was the same guy that he was the entire season.
I know, exactly.
They don't run an actual offense with Jalen Hurts running the team.
The problem is Sirianni's really good. That's why, Marcus Brady, when I saw the Raiders getting some Colts guys from GM, I thought about, ooh, what about Marcus Brady as a head coach? Because, you know, the system that Sirianni actually runs, he's a great play caller. That's like that, Sirianni getting that offense to the playoffs, he deserves a lot of credit.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. Because that's
go ahead. Keep
going. Jalen Hurts was miserable throwing the football. Like, you've got Troy Aikman for two quarters going, why aren't they throwing the ball to Devonta Smith? Why aren't they throwing the ball to Devonta Smith? He's on the outside. He's got one-on-one matchups. I don't know that the Buccaneers played man at all. I think they just dropped into zone the entire game. And there were windows for Jalen Hurts to attack. And then it was the third quarter, and Aikman said it again. get the ball to Devonta on the outside. And then that was like first down, second down, he's saying that stuff. And then on third down, Jalen throws a dig, and it was late, and it was not accurate even in the slightest. And Aikman goes, when you don't have rhythm and you're not accurate, like, this is what you're going to get. It's like, well, Aikman, you just answered your question as to why they're not throwing the ball to Devonta on the outside, because Jalen can literally not make the throw.
Yes.
The Eagles drove me insane this season because they had no business winning the games that they won.
But Sirianni's a great play caller, bro. So I'm telling you, that's why he built a good enough system to win with Jalen Hurts. That's why he's a great coach. I'm telling you, that's a good coach.
That offense, dude. I'll tell you what, that offense looked really good, and it was humming when Gardner Minshew was running the offense.
Yeah. So, like I'll say about with Brady, when you play the Eagles, I mean, you basically, if you're a good quarterback, you're going to have like eight incompletions because the way they help the soft zone they play. I can't believe that guy's getting interviews. He's going to get interviews. You're going to give him a job? Like, every quarterback goes like 31 for 34 against him. You're going to give him a job? Like, every good quarterback, like Herbert did it, Carr did it, Brady did it. Like, every good quarterback that plays against this guy is 29 for 37.
Yeah, dude. It was they got a solid defensive line in Philadelphia, and they made the back end look good for a lot of situations. But I mean, you played against Tom Brady. I can't believe there were enough people that thought that the Eagles had a chance.
I know, it's crazy.
That's what drove me the most insane. It's like people are really talking up the Eagles. It's like, what are you talking about?
It was nuts.
Blowout. Nuts. That's exactly what it was.
Nuts. All right. So the next game, which Chris called the game of the week, got Niners versus Cowboys.
And you talked me out of taking the Niners.
I know, man.
And you talked me into going with Dallas. You know what it was? It was those causing turnovers because Jimmy G's always good for one. You talked me into it because the defense, I figured, was going to do something. And they did. They got that Jimmy G interception. Nah, they did not play well. They got run on real hard.
I wouldn't say they played well. I would say that
they bend and they didn't break.
Yes. Which you do with the cover three. The cover three naturally keeps your team in the game. Right. But when you play against the Niners, I mean, you're playing Jimmy G. So when you play cover three, he's gonna check it. He's gonna check it down. He's gonna think it knock, and they're gonna run on you. And he's gonna think it knock, and he's gonna run on you. Because what happened? I think Jimmy started feeling himself in this game a little bit because he started with that rollout throw. Like, bro, will you throw that ball away? Yeah, why are you rolling? Like, throw it away, Jimmy. Like, you don't need to show. That you want to, he probably wants to stay on the team. I get it. You probably like.
Oh, he definitely wants to. Kittle.
Stay. You got Trey Lance over there. You want to go and you want to blow out the Niners, 30-0. Because what was it, 23-10 at that point? Like, throw it away. The Cowboys couldn't do nothing that whole game.
No,
they couldn't do anything. No. They had to depend on a fake punt at one point.
Yes, they did. Which is a desperation. That brought them life. That literally changed the game for the Cowboys. That fake punt.
Exactly. So,
and then they went and got a delay a game right after it.
Oh my God! Say Mike McCarthy, bro. Has he been fired yet? I'm surprised he hasn't been fired yet.
He's not going to get fired. It's not going to happen. You know what's going to happen? Kellen Moore is going to get a head coaching job somewhere.
And I don't think he should.
I don't think he should either. But he's going to.
Why?
Because the statistics, because the numbers that they put up this year. He has no business getting a head coaching job, but Mike McCarthy, if he doesn't get a head coaching job, should fire his ass to buy himself another year. To buy himself another year, because he can say, "Bro, it was all Kellen Moore. He was the play caller."
I think this goes a different way.
I came in and I left him. I left him alone to call the plays, and I left his offense in there. I didn't bring in the offense that I was saying that I was going to bring in because I watched all this film and studied in my time away from the game.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. I think it goes the opposite. I think we're going to hear soon they're going to fire Mike McCarthy and they're going to hire Kellen Moore. That's the Jerry Jones move. What would Jerry Jones do? Jerry Jones would fire Mike McCarthy and promote Kellen Moore. That is what he would do.
You're not wrong.
That is the most Jerry Jones move ever, is to keep the offense coordinator who's supposed to be get a job somewhere.
They've been running that offense for 4 years now.
Yeah, he probably wants to be the head coach. Jerry Jones probably wants Kellen Moore to be the head coach. They're probably grooming him, right? Because, you know, Jerry, he's a groomer. He groomed Jason Garrett.
Remember? Yeah.
He groomed Jason Garrett to be the head coach.
Yeah.
He loves
That's a good point.
Keeping Ian sad. You know what I'm saying? So he wants to
We're a family.
We're a family.
We're a family.
It's the Cowboys.
I love seeing Stephen A. Smith just troll away. I loved every second of it.
It's hilarious. But you know what I'm saying? Like, having that, that's what he would do. He would fire Mike McCarthy and promote Kellen Moore before Kellen Moore gets out of the building. But yes, Dak did not play well.
No.
I mean, he did not play well at the end of the season. It carried into this game.
I blame him for the way that game ended.
Yeah.
How do you not know to give it to referee? How do you not know how much time you need to get a spike?
Okay. So this goes two ways for me, all right?
No, I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not mad about the play call. The play call was fine.
I'm not mad about the play call. I'm not getting on the play call. This goes into situational coaching. Like, you have to prepare your players for these situations. Because if this is the Patriots, this doesn't happen.
There's no football. Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
It's the Patriots. They spike the ball because they practice the situations. Right? You have to practice these things. If you never practice this all year.
Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that an NFL team doesn't practice on the regular how much time they need to spike a ball? You're going to tell me that an NFL team does not practice.
They might practice that, Chris, but do they practice that you have to hand the ball to the ref?
Marcus, I haven't played football.
But no. But it's you got to think pressure. That's why you practice things, because of pressure situations. Yeah. We know that, right? You got to hand the ball to the football. That's the rule. But you're in a pressure situation.
Marcus, you have to good quarterbacks it. Know that. The right, elite right, quarterbacks right, okay, know that. Right, that's why Dak right. Prescott will never be an elite quarterback.
I don't know. I don't know if that's fair. I think it's a both. It's his fault, but I think your coach has to get you ready. And to me, you have
You don't get paid. You don't get paid that kind of money, Marcus.
Because I heard an interview with Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis mentioned how how the headset works, how longer they could talk to the coach. He said if he could do that with Ray Lewis, nobody would have got a yard. So, like, I could tell him what the coverage is 15 seconds before the snap. Like, Ray Lewis would not be unstoppable. So that means to me, right, that the coach could tell him in the headset while he's running. Like, don't get the ball to the official. Get the ball to the official. Get the ball to the official. I'm just saying, it's both, but. You know, if I could tell you the play.
Marcus, I've been out of the game for years.
All right, I agree.
I've been out of it for years. And I know. This. Whatever. You don't get paid that kind of money to make those kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
That's all on Dak.
I mean, because this is big talk about paying Derek Carr, right? But, I mean, Dak makes too much money. He ruined it for everybody. That last throw, one of those interceptions that he threw, I was like, oh, man, you just ruined. Nobody else is getting 40 mil unless they go to the AFC Championship game twice. You ruined it for everybody, Dak.
Well, I hope so, and I hope it's not the market. Got the contract, he's resetting the market.
Tannehill is the tier two market. That's what it should be. It should not be Dak. Dak is he's too high. He's a tier two quarterback because right below him are two elite quarterbacks, and then you know Josh. You know, I know you disagree, but you know Josh. He's in the AFC Championship game, or he's in the playoffs every year. He's flirting with it, right?
He's flirting. I'll give him a no, I'm not doing it yet.
I know you're not gonna do it.
I'm not giving him nothing.
He's there. He's there.
I'm not giving him nothing.
Right? So it's not that – but look, when you look at his number, it's not that crazy. Like, okay, well, I mean, he's clutch, and they've been in the playoffs 3 years in a row. They're like – they're a perennial playoff team, and he gets them there, and he's going to – he has multiple 30-touchdown seasons back-to-back. And it's it makes sense when you look at the number. But then you look at Dak, and you're like, well, that's kind of weird. Because, like, right under him is Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, and then it gets even weirder. Because then Deshaun Watson, which I when I look at Deshaun Watson's numbers, see, I'm getting off, but these last few games are that important. But, you know, with Deshaun Watson, when I see his number two, I look at those numbers, $39 million. I'm like, with your charges, and I trade for you, do I pay you $39 million? No, I don't. He's not playing anymore. He's not playing ever. Unless he takes a pay cut. To me, like, look at that. Because he's going to want that number still. And I'm like, no.
Of course he does.
No. I'm not trading for you with that number. Are you crazy? $39 million? And you got those charges in the background? $39 million a season with those charges? And Russell Wilson makes less than you? I can't justify paying Deshaun Watson. That's crazy. He's gonna take a pay cut. You got to go back to down to 20 or something. You got to charge. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You're out there right now. I got to reel you back in. We'll get to Deshaun in the offseason.
I know, right? All right, so Chiefs Steelers. Can I ask Cowboys give that Chiefs Steelers?
Okay, well, we can't walk past the Chiefs Steelers because we said this was going to be a close game.
And it wasn't.
We can't walk past that. It started like we talked about. But there was just the switch flipped in the second quarter, and it was over.
It was absolutely over. Mahomes he's playoff Mahomes, bro.
Bro, if that's the team that shows up against the Bills,
see,
I'm gonna start telling you more about that. You bring that Josh Allen talk way down.
Let's just get into Bills and Chiefs since we're here already. Let's just get there.
Well, no. I just wanted to get that statement out there and let's finish. Let's get through because we got a lot. We got a lot that we want to talk about this next game. We're gonna go past the Chiefs because that's
let's blow out Mahomes 5 touchdowns. He balled. All right, here you go. So Rams versus Cards.
I got it right. I got it right, Marcus. You know why
Kyler,
I got it right?
Kyler.
Because my narrative for the last three seasons is coming to fruition.
Oh, man. I mean, Stafford played really well. I mean, right? He beat those playoff win demons with his playoff win.
That roster's way too talented to lose a division game. That's all it was. It was a division game. They had to win. Both teams won one this year. This was a division game to settle who's the best team in the division. That's all that is to me.
Wait. Stafford threw the ball 17 times.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
That's it?
Bro, their defense did more than the offense did.
I know, man. But, I mean, but you know, he's hitting the digs. When he's hot and he's hitting them digs, man, it was hot. He had three drops, too. So he was 13 of 17 with three drops. Wow. Pretty damn good.
That offense was trucking.
It was humming.
I mean, Buda Baker tried to drop his head on Cam Akers, and he had to stay in L.A. an extra night.
I know, man. That was bad.
That was insane. He tried to lay the boom on Cam Akers, and it did not turn out the way that he thought it was going to.
All right, we got to talk about PFF right real quick, giving Kyler Murray a passing grade of 60. We got to
shut up.
A 60, because that's their average. So you're telling me he played average in this game? I mean, I know I only watched the first 10 minutes of the All 22, but just that first 10 minutes, you got to give him like a 30. I don't care. He should be at zero and try to get back up. Like, is this garbage time in here?
No, he didn't even do anything in garbage time.
Like, what is this grade?
They gave him a 60.
Like, did they watch the film? Like, all right. All right, okay. I got to backtrack here. I just want to say, I watched this film. I did. This is one of the things I had to watch. I actually sent a funny clip to my dad. My dad hates Kyler Murray, Cardinals fan. Hates him. Calls him soft all the time. There's this one play. Because I couldn't believe that he actually. I think
he did this. I know exactly what you're going to say. He did this all season long.
Where he ducked.
Yeah, he did it all season long.
But this was egregious because all he had to do was slide.
About this. We talked about this on slide multiple right. podcasts.
Slide to your right. That's all he had to do. Slide to his right, hit the check down. First down. That's all he had to do. But no, he's like, I gotta hit the corner. He's like, dude, he's hitching. And then pressure comes instead of, you know, like, at least Joe Burrow, when he does that, he like tries to, you know, break a tackle. Like trying to make a play, you know, hold the ball.
The level of panic in Kyler Murray's eyes every time he drops back and doesn't have a clean pocket to throw to when he hits the back of his drop. He doesn't even have a drop. He's in shotgun and he just oscillates. He oscillates back there.
He's just not it to me. Like people, as I'm saying, people are trying to like dog Carr and saying he's not it. I'm like, Carr was the only reason they were in that game. They were down 20-6 and they battled all the way back and they had this, they lost on a last second play. Like, Kyler Murray literally embarrassed himself.
The last play of the game.
I'm
telling you. You know what? All that did was feed me the food that I needed to say the man's playing baseball. In 2 years.
And to me, it's outside of parole, but if you're going to duck like that, maybe you should be.
He's trying to protect himself for his baseball career.
Like you can't, like, come on, man. This is the playoffs, bro. You need to slide to the right and hit the check down. And then even the interception in the end zone.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
The worst quarterback, one of the worst quarterback plays, because, first of all.
He would have been better off running out the back of the end zone.
Chris. You got to think of a situational foot because this is a breakdown, right? I got to show you this. Like, do I have this downloaded? You just watch this, Chris. So let's watch this, right? So here we go. Here's the play. So
we got right, trips to Kyler's right. We got a wide receiver left. And he's got a running back on his left side.
He's playing got two against
hotter. Single. That safety's just – he's crept up a little. So he's got too high.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's a zone.
Right. And what we talked about this earlier. They're all looking at the quarterback, so it's zone. Right? So we know it's zone. They're all looking at the quarterback. You can watch them. So we all know it's zone. We probably man back here, though. It's probably man on this side. Right? So he's got zone to this side. He got man
zone. Zone to the trip side and man on the single wide receiver on his left.
See, that's what you hear first, Chris, for the descriptions. Right. So
look at the safety. The backside safety is already over the top for the zone. He's just bailing so hard to be the deep zone over top the trips.
Right.
He's left the corner on the left side one on one with the wide receiver. The linebacker's coming charging right at him. I don't know if he's man on the running back and that's why he's charging that hard. How does Kyler not throw the ball he's in the in breaking route? Right? Is that an in-breaking route at the top of the screen?
It's Jalen Ramsey. He's scared. He should have because that's Zach Hurst and he's bodied him. See, right? Chris?
Yeah, he's completely got him walled off. Based that on ball should have gone in the top.
Just based on the way they rotated, that you should know that you should hit this backside. But we don't know his game plan. Maybe because he wants to force it in this window. This is what he wants to throw. So you see where he's
He wants to throw the go route,
right?
That's why he held it. I was wondering why he pump faked this ball before he realized that he was going to get sacked, and that was he was going to that go route. He thought he had that window.
What is his concept though? You know, to me, it's kind of so maybe it might be clipped. Because what the hell is this? Because look at this, spacing. So you got this guy right here.
You know what it is? That's a cover two.
Yeah. So
that's a cover too.
It's zone match because these guys are bracketing this, so they come in this area that they play man on him, but you got this guy playing the cover too. So that's why he's trying to hit this honey hole instead.
Yeah, and then he sees the safety at the last second.
Right. So he sees the guy because they're playing man match. So since this guy's coming back, he's gonna come back. Which right. That's why you can't just assume you're gonna hit these windows. But my thing,
God,
is
Chris, Zach Ertz is so open.
He is. Zach Ertz is open, right? But my thing, Chris, even with this, right? To me, I think you just got to throw it to this guy's in the flat.
The out.
We got a guy in the flat. We got to outright the flat. You're in the end zone. It's third down. It's 14-0.
The ball's got to come out. Like you need to protect from worst case scenario right now.
Yeah, because even this is a tight. Look how tight this window is.
Why would you even consider that?
You know what I mean? Like, that's a tight window, right? So you can't go here. You got to go here.
You go, yeah. And that out route was wide open out of the break too. You get the ball out quickly and let your man. He's got one guy in front of him to make miss.
That's James Conner.
If you get him the ball quickly, let him make a move. It's third and eight. He can get eight yards on a speed out.
And it's James Conner, bro. You think this guy's tackling James Conner 1-on-1? No, he's not. Maybe it would be a great tackle.
But God, Kyler drives me absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, is it Cliff? It might be a little bit Cliff with that design, but I still think
I like the design. Right. If he reads it right,
yeah.
He had two places that he could have gone with the football quickly, very quickly. Those decisions should have been made right away. Also, here's where it comes to Cliff. Was Cliff telling him you got to throw that honey hole shot?
Yeah, is that the game plan?
Is that the game plan? Because it's a good play. You had two options that were open to potentially get the first down.
Yeah.
But was Cliff telling him it'll be there? It'll be there. Throw it.
Because it's not the West Coast. Because the problem is when I watch stuff like that, I always think of West Coast offense. And it's not the West Coast offense that he's running.
Yeah, that's not a 1-2-3. That's not a 1-2-3 progression read there. He's literally calling for something specifically.
You're good. So West Coast 2 is sometimes it's pick a side. So you have – so if the coverage rotates – Derek Carr would have did. Because if the coverage rotates with cover 2, right, and if you saw those guys come to 1 and you got single high, that tells you you got man-to-man on the backside and you have that dig. That's – but I don't know how he's taught. So I guess what I want to get out, Kyler, for the whole read. I don't know what they're teaching him over there. So they could be teaching him that he needs to just play this side no matter what and come back here if these guys aren't open like last instead of just reading it like progression. Like it's not like
– did he even throw at Jalen? Did he throw at him once?
Not really. No, he didn't.
My assumption would be that he came up to the line of scrimmage, saw the one-on-one with Jalen on the left, and completely ignored the left side of the field.
Yeah, that's what I think too. But if you're going to do that, then you got to go to the check down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Chris. All right.
Drove me insane.
So, yeah, that was the tape.
That was your last week. That was your last week, people.
He's done. I'm sorry. Like, if I see him in your top 10, you are a hype guy. You're a hype machine person. I don't want to hear that. Get out of here with that. The top 10 quarterbacks don't play like that in the playoffs. Nope. No, they do not. He looked like Hoyer. Remember Hoyer a couple years ago? That's what he looked like. He looked like he didn't belong there.
Well,
and that's not
the two guys that I said keep them in the well just got torched.
You know?
So. Woo.
Man, okay, all right. So let's get to these matchups this week, Chris. Start Titans versus Bengals. Ooh. I'm going to give my picks right away on this one. I'm going Titans on this one.
I'm taking the Bengals with the points.
Okay, you're taking Bengals with the points.
The Titans will not cover.
Okay, are you taking the Bengals straight up?
No.
Okay.
That's on the sole assumption that Derrick Henry is playing the game.
Yeah, if Derrick Henry plays, it's gonna be a bloodbath because the Bengals can't stop the run. They can't.
I don't know that it'll be a bloodbath.
And do they have Trey Henderson back? Because they don't have Trey Henderson, and they don't have the Ogunjobi.
Right. They lost both of those guys.
What really happened in that Raiders game is that they were getting tons of pressure with Trey Henderson in that game. Sam Hubbard and those guys.
Tight end.
Right? Yeah, I know that was stupid. Let's not talk about that either. But number 94 for them, which is Hubbard, Hendrickson, and Ogunjobi, they were going off. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just that three mixture. Once Larry went out, and once Trey Henderson went out, Carr had all the time in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
Totally different game. Yeah, you're right. All the time in the world.
You're right. And okay, so this game is all about who's on the field. That's what it comes down to.
If Hendrickson and Larry don't play, then this game is over from the jump.
I think you're right.
Because the Titans, they have probably the strongest defensive tackles in the league, and that is the weakness.
Jeffrey Simmons, we were so hyped on him.
No, no, man.
We're a quarterback show that during the draft process talked about a defensive tackle. Let's just we are a quarterback. We talk quarterbacks, and we spent a lot of time on Jeffrey Simmons coming out of the draft.
Yes, we did. And he gets Danico Autry, who is one of the best pass rushers in the interior in the league, too. Mm-hmm. He's good. And then you got Bud Dupree, right? Mm-hmm. And you got Harold Landry.
That's a strong front. That's a bad offensive line.
And they don't have the Raiders secondary. You got Kevin Byard back there. They play the man match stuff that the Rams were playing. Kevin Byard is all over the field. You don't know where he's gonna do.
He's a stud.
He will literally come up and do what we talked about with this. He'll play man. Look at the guy play man, right? And then right before you snap, all you dropping see is just jetting in his cover two.
Yeah. Okay.
Have fun, Joe.
I take it back. I'm not taking the Bengals and the points. I'm money line Titans.
See, but the X factor with this team with the Bengals is Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know what he's gonna do.
He'll keep him in the game. I think it's gonna be a close game.
Yeah,
I think
it won't be a blowout. It won't be, because literally, like, Ja'Marr Chase, if you can't stop him, like, you're in for a long day, because Joe is going to just get back and just trust him. He's going to trust him every second. They got the back shoulders perfectly. Mm-hmm. They don't call his push-offs. So, Trufant flew. I understand that.
It was the way, because he did it with one arm. He had a casual one arm, just, bop.
But he's so strong. He like literally threw him. Yeah. And the ref was like, oh, looks pretty cool to me. Looks clean.
It was his feet. He got tangled up with his feet.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they have this connection. So, like, if you can't stop him, man, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to play one-on-one outside. You can't just – you can bracket him, but he's so outside the numbers, it's hard to bracket him because he's outside the numbers, right? And he doesn't run a lot of in-breaking routes. It's hard to bracket him. You could bracket him over the top, but he's so good underneath now.
He is killing it underneath. He's absolutely killing it underneath. So good, Chris. He's
like really good. Savior watch. Like, he's – like, I think he – like, he's AB. He's AB with a good attitude. He's AB who doesn't talk. Because he doesn't talk. All he does is dance. He dances. Like, does anybody even know anything about him? Like, what's his personality? Does anybody know a damn thing about Ja'Marr Chase?
Bro, go to the tape when they were at LSU. He has a lot of personality.
Like, he has personality with his team. He has personality with his team. He's a great teammate.
And against the guys that he's playing.
Yes. He has but you don't hear him talk, like, out loud. No, he's not like the... like the ABs, the TOs.
Right.
So he's going to be the total opposite that way. So I don't know if he's going to be able to sell himself.
And Justin Jefferson, they're clones.
God damn. That's why
they're clones.
Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns in college.
Yeah, because he had just absolute monsters on the outside.
NFL receivers. He has two top five NFL receivers. Future NFL receivers. One guy gets 1,400 yards with Kirk Cousins every year.
Yep. He set the yardage records for two seasons, for the first two seasons in the NFL, set the yardage record.
Joe Burrow was playing with those guys in college.
Yep.
against college athletes. He's playing against some guy who's going to be undrafted, but he's got I got probably a future Hall of Famer, and probably a guy who might be a future Hall of Famer if he gets a better quarterback. Because who knows what happens with their quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
That must be nice in college. He had the easiest job. That's 60 touchdowns to a Heisman.
Yep.
All right, next game. So,
well, hold on really quickly. Guess who we didn't talk about?
Who?
Ryan Tannehill. We ain't got nothing to say about Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, yeah, we got Ryan. I mean.
No, I got nothing to say about Ryan Tannehill. Move on. This game comes down to Derrick Henry and what's the kid from Texas that's been running really well.
I'm going to say one thing about Ryan Tannehill, which we talked about earlier. He's clutch. That's it.
He's clutch when he's got a running game behind him. That's when he's clutch.
He's got a 25 game winning drive. He's almost got 30. He's pretty high up there. 25 27.
It's pretty nice when all you have to do is turn around and hand the ball to Derrick Henry. He runs 60 yards to beat the Ravens in Baltimore for the game. But Chris,
what was my formula though, right?
What?
All you need is to play defense.
Move on. I don't want to talk about Ryan Tannehill.
And have a clutch quarterback.
I don't want to talk about Ryan Tannehill.
Because even the Patriots
clutch quarterback. Clutch quarterback.
Let's talk about turning around.
No, I'm not talking about this. Turning around and giving Derrick Henry the ball to run 70 yards against the Ravens to beat them in Baltimore. No, I'm not having this conversation, Marcus. That's a game-winning drive that he's going to get credit for. That all he did was turn around and give the ball to Derrick Henry. No. We're not talking about Ryan Tannehill. Move on. Go to the next game. Man. The next game is my game. Let's talk about my guys now. I don't want to talk about Tannehill.
All right. Niners versus Packers. I'm going Packers here because I think the Packers play better run defense than they did a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to stop them enough. I'm going Packers, and I think Aaron Rodgers got to get over the Niners in the playoffs hump. It's time.
This is the revenge tour for the playoffs.
Isn't Bakhtiari back?
Bakhtiari is back. We're getting everybody back. Bakhtiari is back. Josh Myers, our starting center, he's back. We get to move Lucas Patrick back to right guard.
Oh man,
Billy Turner's coming back.
Oh man,
we're gonna have our starting offensive line actually playing.
Oh wow!
Don't forget Za'Darius Smith is coming back to pressure on the other side of the ball.
Alexander's coming back too, right?
Alexander is coming back. Now those two might play limited snaps, but I will take a limited amount of times of Jair Alexander over Kevin King. I'll take a limited amount of times of All-Pro Za'Darius Smith over our Jonathan Garvin, I think was who was playing. Oh, by the way, Merciless is coming back too.
Did Winnie Merciless?
Yeah, bro. We picked him up mid-season, and he had like 3 sacks, and then tore his bicep.
When did I miss that? Winnie Merciless was available. When did I miss that? Oh, I did want him. That was
we got it. We got him mid-year.
God,
he's back. So we're gonna have. I think the defense that we put out there is 5 defensive linemen, and then on the back end, it's a dime look with our linebackers because Campbell's he had 146 tackles. He had 2 missed tackles all season. 2.
Wow.
All year. He's all pro. You get a nickel look at the corner position with Douglas, Stokes, and Jair. That combination playing. Somebody's flipping into the slot. It'll probably be Jair actually playing in the slot because he'll end up matching up against Ayuk and Debo, just flipping between those. But I have a lot of confidence in those 3 corners. And then you got Amos and Savage on the back end. Like, I'm so excited, Marcus. I'm so excited. This is revenge football for Aaron Rodgers. He gets to get the monkey off his back with the Niners. The Packers as an organization get the monkey off the back with the Niners. And then I'm gonna give you a preview on who I think's winning the other NFC game. We're gonna get Tom Brady back in Lambeau and do this correctly this time.
Oh man. Because this is gonna be I'm going Packers in the other one.
I gotta say this thing really fast since we're talking about the Niners. Jimmy G, his thumb is jacked up on his throwing hand. Do you know how hard it? Yeah, he hurt his shoulder, sprained his shoulder in the game.
Every time Kyle Shanahan does some picks like Kyle Shanahan has injury for him. So yeah, today Jimmy G hurt his shoulder. So we kind of looked at it. So that, you know, right before the interception. So late in the third quarter, he injured his shoulder.
No, he's not going to be able to, his thumb is not going to survive in the cold.
No, it won't. You are. That is true. Cause that happened to Derek Carr when he had to play at Arrowhead that in 2016.
His thumb is not going to survive. Yep.
He broke his finger the game before. And like 2 games before that, he couldn't catch the football. Remember that? He couldn't catch the snap. Mm-hmm. He had to catch it with 4 fingers.
They will run the ball 50 times. They're going to run the ball with Debo like crazy, with Elijah Mitchell like crazy. But this Packers defense will hold up. And Rodgers will – I think they score quickly. I think they score very quickly.
Yeah.
And they're going to force – the Niners into throwing situations.
Yeah, if the line's there, bro, they're yeah, it's basically over.
I think the Packers take the ball if they win the coin toss. I think they take the ball.
Oh, you think it's like that, huh?
I think they're going to do everything they can to score fast to try and make the Niners throw the football.
All right, because we got to get to the big game, really. Yep. Here, so Rams versus Bucks.
I'm going Bucks. I think they're going to smoke the Rams.
I don't know if they're going to smoke them.
They're going to smoke them at home.
I think Cam Akers being back.
That's a big deal. But I'm sorry. Did you see Vita Vea and Sue drop into pass coverage on the same play? Did you see that?
Man. I always forget that the Bucks are like the best run defense in the league. So it's you have to pass on them because that's their weakness. They're like the opposite of every NFL team right now. Their weakness is you pass on them. But then can you go out there and pass on them 50 times? With that pass
I think Stafford turns the ball over like he did for the back half of the season. He got his one playoff win. He got the monkey off his back. Now he can go off into the sunset and enjoy his one playoff win.
And which I like to talk about too, which you know I think with why the Raiders were able to play a little better is because they already played each other already. So they're going to adjust to how their game plan to differently.
Mm-hmm. It's Tom Brady in the playoffs. So you think he's going to lose this game?
No, I don't.
At home.
No, I don't.
Get out of here.
No.
Take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Take the Tampa Bay Bucks. All right.
The game that everybody's going to be talking about.
The epic game, which is the game I've been looking for. This is the game I called. I thought it was going to be the AFC Championship game, but you know the Bills wanted to mess around with the Jags and stuff like that. So they kept us from having this as the AFC Championship game because they wanted to, you know, the Chiefs too. The Chiefs messed around. And kept us from this being the AFC Championship game like it should be. Because it would be if it was.
I really hope it's a good game, Marcus. I do not want to see stupidity.
See, I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And if it comes down to those two, I'm going with Patrick.
Me too.
It's just, I'm sorry.
I'm not taking Buffalo in Kansas City. It's not happening. I don't trust Josh Allen. I don't trust him.
See, I trust Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's going to play well. I think it's just not going to matter. Because we got to keep it real with ourselves here. We talk about Patrick Mahomes. He's become like an afterthought with the young quarterbacks. Like I feel like he's like an afterthought. Like Joe Burrow is like the new guy. And it's because they've got a little LeBron fatigue with Mahomes. You got to call it Mahomes fatigue. Like Mahomes threw 35 touchdowns and 4,800 yards. And we just like.
Didn't even talk about it. He's not even getting consideration. He's not even getting right, for MVP considerations. Not even getting it. He threw 5 touchdowns in his playoff game.
First playoff game. Would he get a vote? I bet you Justin Herbert gets more votes than him for MVP.
I don't disagree with you.
And that's just egregious.
That's stupid.
We have serious fatigue with him. When you could just do
Burrow will too. Both of them.
Burrow will get one. Yeah, we'll get more votes than Patrick Mahomes for MVP. And the reason why is because we have fatigue with him. And, like, he struggled early, and we're like, ha-ha, you suck finally because they win so much. We hate winners, so we want to hate him because he keeps winning, right? And they got to get over that. We got to get over it. The only guy that's beaten him in the playoffs is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be a
consideration. Tom Terrific. He beat him twice.
Like even a man in the arena when he talked about like how you know beating them, like they were shocked. That was a big deal to them. Patrick Mahomes to him, they were underdogs, and that was that was his first time being an underdog in the longest time. So that game was different to him because they had the new big time quarterback, and it's probably how he approaches Patrick Mahomes every single time. Like, yeah, I'm the king. Yeah. Oh, you think you're the king? Oh yeah, I got the crown, buddy. I'm still playing, buddy. So I don't know what you think you are, but yeah, it's over here. The crown stays with me until I decide I want to leave. So you know, we'll meet again, Mr. Patrick.
I hope not.
Running around in your throes. He probably like makes fun of just to hear people tell stories about Tom Brady. I bet he makes fun of those other quarterbacks. I bet he's like running around with his throes. And I'm just sitting in the pocket. He can't beat me. I'm the king.
I can see that.
But anyways, I think that's the biggest game. I think Josh Allen I think he's going to play well. I think because it's a play, he hasn't had a bad playoff game. I guess the first one you could say it was bad. He started off really well, and he just got kind of shaky at the end. But he hasn't had a bad playoff game.
He didn't play well against the Texans. What was that, last year or the year before?
That's the game I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, he didn't play that well, right? No. But he did play well in the first half. They just had some drops and stuff. He imploded in that game. But he was a Josh Allen that we all know and love from Wyoming in that game. Mm. But, you know, he still was a gamer because he still, you know, like I think he got a field goal late to tie the game or something like that. I forgot what happened in that game. I don't remember. But that was the game where we realized that Deshaun Watson is the dude. That's that game. But mm-hmm. I'm not paying him $39 million. But anyways, back to before I can wrap this up. He is, you know, still a gamer. He hasn't really had that many bad playoff games lately. I think he's going to play well, but can he beat Patrick? Is Patrick going to let the Chiefs lose?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think so either.
It's not going to happen. It's just, you're just going to get,
he's not going to, Micah Hyde's not going to get that same opportunity to run down a little floater from Mac Jones the way he did. What horrible ball placement. It was a phenomenal interception. But man, awful ball placement.
Exactly. And I want to bring up, too, is that in the playoffs, you know, Travis Kelce is a dog, too. And we don't talk about that with quarterbacks. You know, we talk about quarterback. You just have to have an elite quarterback, and he just does everything with the playoffs. Like, no, you need elite players around him, too, to win Super Bowls because Travis Kelce is going to turn it up, too.
So is Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they turn it up, guys, mm-hmm. at this point. They mm-hmm. run their routes a little crisper, right? Mm-hmm. They don't drop the ball anymore. You know, they don't like the Devontae too. Like he's gonna run that route a little. It's gonna get a little bit more crispy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's go time. Like this is the time they make their money. This is go time. This is when you're a dog and you're not a dog. That's why like Foster Moreau had this drop to Derek Carr. Derek Carr threw it perfectly in the money, and yes, yeah, you have to go low to catch it. But this is the playoffs.
You catch that ball.
You gotta catch that ball, man. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. And like Devontae Adams and Travis Kelce are not dropping that pass. That low pass,
no nope.
catching it,
mm-hmm.
and that's the kind of big difference too, is that the other players, their level goes up. Like Von Miller in the playoffs, Von Miller had the craziest rushing.
He was a beast.
He was turning it up. It's the playoffs, man. It's the elite guys. That's why they're elite, because they get to mm-hmm. these places. Mm-hmm. And it just becomes different.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, all right. That's how we'll go out on that one. I'm gonna still go on Chiefs because I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes unless he's
no. I'm not betting against Patrick. Especially my narrative says that Josh Allen shits the bed. That's what my narrative says. But I would love to see a really, really good game. I would love to see
I think it is.
I hope Josh really plays well. I really do.
All right, guys. So we appreciate you listening this week. You know, Chris probably gonna be more excited than me. He's gonna continue with his team.
Revenge tour. It's the revenge tour, Marcus.
Revenge. You know, we don't know if he could be Patrick though. Can he be Patrick? That's good. I want to see that one.
Everybody wants to see that.
Come on, we got robbed of it
in the regular season.
Aaron,
everybody wants to see it.
I'm rooting for you. Let's go. You gotta give us that.
Dude, I'm gonna be in Kansas City too. If the Packers make it to the Super Bowl, like I'm working in Kansas City over that same time. If it's Packers and Chiefs, I will be out there and everything Packers.
Now that's the Super Bowl I want to watch. I want to watch that, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh man. So are you guys already know what to do? Follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1, Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on iTunes, hit the like button, you know, on Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness, also download on Spotify as well. And then you already know what to do. Follow me and Chris on Twitter @KingManellos and @TheMarkChon NFL. All right, we're out. See you guys later.